Two dark figures of people silhouetted into a cityscape under sunset stand by a large pond next to a groove on the bank shaped like the indent of a heart. Swans, geese and other birds surround these strangers at the water's edge in a meeting of curiosity.
Peaceful evening strolling along the bank of the pond. I stop and observe a couple feeding the birds at the edge of the water. The sun sets around us. The world is turning an interesting shade of purple as it moves from day to night.
I can hear the swans and ducks.
The splash of water.
That crunch of the footsteps.
The city in the distance.
Wind through branches of trees, whispering.
I can hear nature's silence.
I can see silhouettes of buildings
isolated in the middle of a city.
It's hard to make out.
The shadow of the city.
Yes. But when the night had thrown her pall upon that spot as upon all, and the mystic wind went by,
murmuring in melody, then I would awake to the terror of the lone lake. Yet that terror was not fright, but a tremulous delight, a feeling not the jeweled mine could teach or bribe me to define, nor love, although the love were thine.
Sunset silhouette.
Even song.
Pink and blue melancholy.
Purple swan.
Swan song.
Sleeping Beauty.
Calm.
Peace.
Relaxed. Happy.
Sadness.
Inspired.
It's dusk. The night is setting in. There's nothing else.
The end of something.